I was just talking about love, this word love we hear from everybody. But what is love? God is love. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. We are also love personified. Love is innate in our souls. It radiates. It should have come in contact with the over-self, which is called God, Paramatma. This has overflowed further, boost it would have got, and overflowed with love. Instead of contacting our soul with God, you see, we are contacting our soul with the soul and soul bodies. You see? When you attach to the body, that is called as attachment. Love is one which just overflows within you and you forget yourself. This is a criterion to differentiate love from attachment. This love is spoken of in scriptures. So as a rule, our soul should love God. God resides in every heart. That's the controlling power. If it is liberated from mind, matter and outgoing faculties, this will go up to the very source from which it has emanated. Light a candle, the flame will go up. Even you upturn it, even then the flame will go up. Soul, love of the soul will go up to the over-self. If it remains attached, you see, with the body in outgoing faculties, that is no love, that is attachment. That's the difference between the two. To love God, whom we have not seen, is not possible. Unless you go up to that level. So while remaining in the body, you would like to love God. Then what you have to do? You must rise above body consciousness or come in contact with where? To somebody in whom that God power is manifest, whose soul overflows with love and intoxication. You know? That would never always look into the eyes of the Master. Eyes are the windows of the soul. In whatever color it is imbued, our soul is imbued, that very radiation will affect us. If the soul is imbued with the love and intoxication of God, it will just become receptive to his soul through his eyes. Then you will have boost. You will forget your body. If the love keeps you in the body and tied to the body, that is no love, that is called attachment. That is a very fine difference, you see, between the two. We speak of love everywhere. To love God, well, soul is of the same essence, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness that resides in every heart. We are all brothers and sisters in God. That very controlling power resides in every heart. If you look from that level, then there is no attachment. You are just hearing about one instance where Moses, God met Moses and told him, look here, I was very made down with fever and I was very sick, lying in bed, and you did not care for me. He said, God, how can you be sick? Yes, I was sick. You see, where? Because that man who loved me, you never went to just serve him and ask his wife, where else? So had you loved him, you would have done service to him. Love knows service and sacrifice. Then I would have been served, really. So I reside in every heart, you see. Now you find we have love what you call love, but it's no love, it is attachment. For one reason or the other, maybe the outer some purposes, selfish motives in view, or for the outer outgoing faculties should drag you, others are dragged into yourself and keep you in the body. That's a very fine difference I'm speaking about attachment and love. When you love God can be can have a boost, you see, overflows by coming in contact with the soul of somebody who is imbued with the love of God. That love will drag you up. You'll forget your body, you see, and the environment. They're saying, the master saying, they say, that when I see the master, you see, I become, what you say, no intellect, I forget all intellect, all outward cognition, all body and environment, when they look at him, you see, that is love. Any love which you call love and keeps you in the body, that is no love, that is attachment. The love which, when you look into the eyes of somebody that drags you up into the soul, and you forget your body, that is criterion of what love is, you see. So that is why I always advise, don't look into the eyes of others. That's the way on which this lust attacks us, you see. We are attacked by lust through eyes. If you look to the eyes of others who are just imbued with lust or other lower things, you will have the same effect, really, you see. Always look to the feet of everybody. Only manifest a God in man where you look into it. You will get better. I mean, just lift. Otherwise you will go down. I remember an instance in the life of Ramayana, you see. Lord Rama, Sita was abducted by Ravana. So on the way, her armament fell down on the ground. So Rama went in search of his bride. On the way he found some ornaments. And his younger brother was there, Lakshman, called Lakshman. He told him, would you recognize these are the ornaments of your sister-in-law, you see, elder brother's wife? No, that I don't know. I only can recognize the ornaments which are worn on the feet of my wife, not on the head. Just see the highest criterion of morality. He could recognize only the ornaments which the wife of Rama, Sita, wore on the feet, not on the head. From these we can just draw some lesson, you see. Always look to the feet of the others. You will never be attacked by lower impulses. If at all you have to look, look into the eyes of the Master who is imbued with the love of God, if so. Otherwise you will go down. And the only criterion is there, as I told you. If you look into the eyes, forget your body and everything, that is life. If you are attached to the body, maybe as a master or anybody, you are going down. There's danger of going down. If the other body is strong, then you can be saved. Otherwise, he will ask you to do it. I'm giving you a very fine difference, which is not given in books. And most of us, what you say, we operate from the right goal. So love is within you. When it is concentrated, then love overflows. When it comes in contact with the over self, God, it still further overflows. Just like if there's a pipe, in which there are so many holes, and the water is flowing through the pipe. Drop by drop, it falls down through those holes. If you close all the holes and let remain one open, then the water will shoot forth from that hole. See? So our soul is now, you see, under the control of mind, It is our soul, our love is distributed in so many ways. In our bodies, to our children, to our money, your name is paid. So if you withdraw your attention from all outside things and direct only one way out, the door lying at the back of the eyes, which is called the tenth door, or come in contact by concentration with the soul of somebody which is imbued with the love of God, you will have a boost. So this is what is love. You can always use this criterion, how you find yourself. Love of God, He resides in every heart, His essence is there already, He is the controlling power, then love for all humanity. For the sake of that love is no attachment, you see. You are always free. By looking at the faces of others, you will go up, forget the world. Now when you look to others, you are attached there. That is no love. So this love is not, comes up as a result of your eat and drink, you see. It is already in your soul, innate in your soul. If you concentrate yourself, that love will rise, overflow. These are very delicate points which are not touched in detail in the books. So always avoid looking into the eyes of others. If at all you have to look into the eyes of the Master only. That will save you from many hazards. You come to the satsang for the sake of the Master, not for others. To have a little development. This is a practical school, I tell you. To have these things. And these you can have only when you come in contact direct with the soul which is emanates through, which is imbued with the love of God. That will give you the same effect. If he is imbued, naturally you will get color of that, you see, that intoxication you will have. So love is love, which when you have that, you forget your body and outward environment. And you have natural, just like the candle goes up to the source of the all-light sun, up, even you put it overturned. The same way you are always by looking to the men of the earth, to the eyes. Those people from the level of the soul, if you see, then you'll have a boost. Otherwise you'll go down. Such a man, you see, Emerson says, when I look to the people, all others, I see this love and the God shining through their eyes. You see from that level. Not from the level of the outgoing faculties of the body. So, this love, you see, through love only we can know God. Those who do not know love cannot know God. This is what is meant by love. We take love for attachment, and that is no love. Attachment is no love. That is misfit love. The love of conscious entity should come in contact with all conscious God. Such a love, even if you are doing outward penance or any, you see, methods of your worship, if you always think of that, then you are saved. Otherwise you are stuck out. So love God. God resides in every heart. Love all those bodies in which that, for the sake of the soul and the whole and the controlling power that keeps that soul in those bodies, not the body itself, then you are saved. If you serve others from the same level, then that is service of God. So all masters say, then Guru says, understand ye all, whether you are belong to one religion or the other. Those who have true love, their body has used the true love. love and true love. That means love which is mixed with, that's called attachment, and true love means real love. God is love, and through love alone you can know God. This is a very delicate point, you see. They touch in books, not given in detail like that. Now you can judge daily from your own whether you are really having love. Such love will give you love for all, but not attachment. So really, the love overflows when you come in contact with some soul which is already abbreviated, I would say, with the love of God. That won't leave you in the body, attached to the body, but forget your body. So इसलिए मैं आपको पेश कर रहा था कि प्रेम किसको कहते देख रहा है ना मैं इस डिटेल में नहीं वहां टच हूं अगर अपने आप में आप कंसंट्रेट हो जाओ सेल्फ सेंटर्ड विद इन यू दैट लव विल ओवरफ्लो जैसे मैंने एक मिसाल दी ना एक नाली हो उसमें सुराख हो कतक रख दे अगर एक नाली रह जाए एक सुराख रह जाए उसे पानी धार मार कर निकले तो कंसंट्रेशन इज सोर्स कंसंट्रेशन विद इन योर ओन सेल्फ दैट विल लीड यू अप और इसकी कसौटी यही है कि देखो आप बाहरी हालात भूल रहे हैं कि अगर ज्यादा हो रहे हैं दैट इज नो लव वो प्रेम नहीं है तो जिसके अंतर प्रभु का प्यार जागता है ना पहली बात यह है मेरे हर प्रीतम की कोई बात सुनावे सो भाई सो भाई जो उस प्रीतम की कोई बात है वो मेरा भाई और बहन है आपको याद है वंस क्राइस्ट वाज सिटिंग इन अ मल्टीट्यूड समबडी टोल्ड हियर योर मदर कमिंग एट द बैक ओ ऑल दीज आर माय मदर्स एंड ब्रदर्स यू फाइंड यू नो नोट द लेवल फ्रॉम व्हिच यू आर टॉकिंग मदर्स सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रदर्स कम फ्रॉम द लेवल ऑफ द बॉडी He said, all these are my brothers and sisters. Tenth Guru, when his four sons were just martyred, mother, his wife came up, where are my children? He said, oh, four have been sacrificed for the sake of the thousands of living body. This is love, you see, ye prema. Try to understand something. When you understand, right understanding will give you right thoughts. Right thoughts will give you right speech. Right speech will give you right action. This is what is called love. Daily examine yourself where you stand. This self-introspection diary is meant for that purpose, you see, for various ways. To enable you to withdraw from outside, come within your own self and see the world over from that level, not from the level of the body. Let me be more clear now. Sometimes we see somebody loves master. Others begin to love him, you see, for the sake of the master, but that very man stands in the way of the master. You see, instead of turning your love for the master, your love is turned to that man. From the level of the soul, if you love, that's all right. You won't be attached. Otherwise, that stands in the way of the man concerned who loves, and that love should have gone to master. That stands in the way. Both fall into the ditch. That who loves and those who stands in the way. This is the general, I think, failure. Most of the people get. They think you only to love somebody who loves master, that is love of master. Well, if you do it from the level of the soul, that's all right. But you are tied to the body, you know. These are very delicate points, you see. Not given in books, I tell you. But these little things we are led away from the world. Let's try to understand. Live up to it. Very few days your Like they say, will give you more results, better results than others. बात समझ गए आप भाई साहब? प्रेम किसको कहते हैं? डोंट बी मिसलेड, धोखे में मत जाओ। कहते हैं यही कि आप बाहरी एनवायरमेंट को भूलो। अगर है या तो फर्ज से कर लव, प्रेम, शोर, आत्मा और परमात्मा की खातिर रहे, जिस्म की खातिर रहे, बड़ी मोटी बात है।